Mole Valley SCR's disappointing start to the season continued on Tuesday night when they slipped to a 2-1 defeat at Banstead Athletic. But I've got to say, for the life of me, I don't know how it happened. After conceding the obligatory early goal when Tom Jelly poked the ball home from a corner, Valley responded positively and created several chances without managing to take one. They were dealt a blow on the half-hour mark when centre-back Luke Silabwe collided with midfielder Matt Kilty, ending up with the latter splitting his head open and requiring ambulance treatment. Shortly after the restart, and with the side possibly still not back on the game, Bats did increase their lead when a ball through found Luke Gay, who made it 2-0. Just before half-time, Valley got themselves back into the game when great play on the left between substitute Nick Whitewick and Tommy Hedges ended up with Hedges laying a ball back into Whitewick's path and he fired a home low past keeper Harris. The second half was pretty much all Valley. Jay Holden picked out brother Liam with a cross 10 minutes in, but his powerful header was well saved by Colin Harris. On 20 minutes, Liam Holden struck a post from 35 yards. Shortly after, Jay Holden saw a free kick deflected just wide, and Valley continued to carve out chances throughout the half, but were unable to level up the scores. Deep into injury time, a massive goal kick by John Cully landed at the feet of Holden inside the area, but his touch was poor and the chance slipped away. Full-time score, Banstead 2, Mole Valley SCR 1, but at least things to build on for Valley, as they actually looked quite good tonight.